Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
One of the most epic parts of the TVD universe is Miss Mystic Falls, and we had an amazing throwback episode tonight, which brought us good old vibes but also amazing new storylines. We cannot wait to break down legacies, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Legacies After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are going to be breaking down Season 1, Episode 14, titled Let's Just Finish the Dance. We're going to be breaking down Penelope and Josie's epic romance, Landon finding out about Hope and his mother, and Hope and Lizzie's newfound bond. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and I'm joined by my two lovely co-panelists.
Joshua Wright, what's up?
And I'm Alexis Mozell. Hey, guys.
And we are in the live chat, as we know you guys are. You're all amazing. And oh, my gosh, we love this show. I love this show.
Yes.
So overall thoughts. Who wants to start us off tonight?
I will. I thought this was a great episode. I loved how, well, more so, I loved how we got to see Penelope in another light. Mm-hmm. I really liked that. And also Hope and Lizzie's relationship evolving. Like, mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'm here for it. And then Roman popping up. And then also, it was just a lot. This was a very action, like a lot happened in this episode. But overall, it was a good episode. I loved it. And I love how, of course, as we're getting to the end, things are getting good as the season is coming, you know, ending.
Yeah.
It's getting very interesting. It was cool to see MG's mom in the beginning, you know, come back and try to resurrect their relationship due to what happened prior. But then also it's good to see, like you said about Lizzie, mm-hmm. and Hope, it's good to see that that relationship is trying to evolve somewhat. Lizzie is trying to have some type of, I guess, patience and like for Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, let's be real, I've always been a Vampire Diaries girl. I mean, so much so that I want to rewatch it again, and sometimes I just think I'm going to get so sad because I love it so much, and mm-hmm. it's over. And I love this episode because it reminded me of those good old days, brought back old storylines that diehard fans like me will completely understand, especially there's a lot of intricacies in mm-hmm. old storylines that we'll get into, and I had some tweets and messages about them, and I just really appreciate the writers for giving us, you know, some gifts with
yes.
that.
Yes.
So let's start off by talking, I don't want to say about Hope's new powers, but every time Hope gets angry or upset, she essentially shoots people away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's having nightmares. Landon is trying to, you know, comfort her. He gets shot across the mm-hmm. room. And there's clearly something up with her. And then Roman comes in. Landon thinks everything is fine with them. Isn't it nice? We don't have anything to worry about.
We're great.
I know. So I know that you, Josh, like, mm-hmm. don't know really about Roman, probably. Mm-hmm. But Alexis, do you remember Roman?
I don't think I've gotten that far into the Vampire Diaries to touch on Roman.
I think
Roman.
Those are the originals.
I mean, the originals. Yeah, I didn't get that far into the originals to touch on Roman. So I'm kind of not familiar with him. I mean, I learned more about him in the episode, but mm-hmm. not that familiar with him. But I knew he was someone from the past once I saw him pop up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New hairdo. I don't love it. definitely thought he was sexier when I saw him before.
I think the curls are popping.
Yeah, this is a lot of hair. But, you know, basically for those that don't know, he took part in essentially Hope's mother being mm-hmm. kidnapped and murdered. But he had his own sad story to mm-hmm. tell. And it was kind of one of those things where everyone is put in a terrible situation. Like, what would you do for your family? Mm-hmm. How far would you go? And I have the chills talking about it. It was a very emotional thing because at the end of the day, if Hope would have been in his position, you know, she could have done the same thing then. Yeah. So she's forgiven him. She's tried to. But he is sexy, and he's the first boy she ever really cared about. Landon.
He's here now.
Well, what were your thoughts, though, when you guys met him? Did you think he was an actual threat? Do you think he'll be around?
I don't think I don't think he's a threat. It seems like Landon and Hope are very connected to one another. Even though Roman and Hope have a past, I feel like Hope's past with Landon is more recent, but it's more relevant to who she's becoming as a young woman. So Landon has to be there to kind of usher in that growth with Hope.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't really see him being a threat either, honestly. I could see in Landon's situation why he would think he's a threat because it's the ex-boyfriend. But I don't think he would be a threat. I actually like him and Hope's dynamic in this episode.
Roman?
Yeah, Roman.
Me too.
I really like to see that. I mean, I don't know what it was before, but I like to see that, I guess, hearing that he did have something to do with her mom's, you know, her mom's death. She forgave him, you know, and it didn't seem as, I mean, you know, that was very mature of Hope.
Yeah,
and
he's also like 90, which is weird.
Pretty old. Yes. He looks so young. and I love the scene with, like I said, the dynamic of their relationship. And then I love their scene at the Mystic Falls dance where he, because honestly, at first, I didn't think that he was going to tell her what they were saying. But he did.
Yeah.
I didn't. So I don't think he's a threat. I like him and I don't think he's a threat. But being Landon, I can see why he feels threatened.
Of course.
Yeah. I loved Landon's comment about him being the Phoenix. You know, it's pretty cool. Landon still doesn't know what he can do.
No, not yet.
You know, we're all kind of unsure, like, what does a Phoenix do? I mean, apparently they can't die, but how many lives do they have? We don't really know. Mm-hmm. But Landon and Hope, you know, kind of get into this fight, and she almost, like, blows up the whole place with her magic.
Yes.
And then she exits, and it's very dramatic. There's a lot more to talk about. Before we get into that, we have some other stuff going on at AfterBuzz we'd love to share with you guys.
Well, you all know that we love everything about AfterBuzz TV, especially that you all are making us the ESPN of TV talk. If you're on YouTube, if you're on iTunes, we ask that you subscribe to our pages. You can thumbs us up on YouTube, and you can also do 5 stars and comment on iTunes. Always remember to let your friends know, let your family members know that we are here. We love being here. We love discussing your favorite shows, and we want you to help us to continue to grow. So just let everybody know about us here at AfterBuzz.
Yes, join the party, guys. Okay, so next I want to talk about MG's mother coming back, Veronica, and then there's this new girl named Nia. And right away, you know, MG takes a liking to her.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel so bad for MG.
Oh, no.
I put a question mark by Nia when she popped up.
Yeah.
I did. I wrote it down, you know.
Can't trust her. Like, we, you know, and she comes in and, well, MG's mom also comes around the same time and she's unhappy. So she does care about her son. She's mortified that he murdered a boy, even though, you know, he was a Phoenix and he was fine. He's probably better off being murdered because now they know who he is.
Now he's cool. Yeah.
Thank you, MG.
But do you guys think that the reason why the mom came around to act mortified was to keep her eye on Nia to make sure she handled the job?
Yes.
After, at the end, when we find out that, you know, she has something to do with the triad?
So Charmed Original on Twitter, who is a huge fan of our show, just a big part of our show, so appreciate her, I think. And if you're a guy, I'm so sorry. I'm pretty sure you're a girl. But if after all these years I'm wrong, please let me know. So she wrote me and said, do you want to know what MG stands for? I do, on the show. I said, I don't know. What does it stand for? She said, Milton Greasley. His parents are Terrence and Veronica Greasley. Do you remember the name of the head of the triad guy, Ryan Clark, throughout as his boss a couple episodes back? He said his boss's names, a.k.a. the head of the triad industries, were Mrs. G. And then she said, I'll wait. She goes, it seems 99% that this is where this is going. But you never know. It could be a red herring and Mrs. G could turn out to be MG's grandmother. But it seems almost certain that it'll be MG's mother. So Mrs. G, we do find out. And I mean, this kind of like goes back, I think, a long time in the history of the show. And honestly, there's some storylines from the originals, The Vampire Diaries, that I always forget. So thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. But we do know that MG's mom is not as innocent as she pretends to be.
But we knew that when they visited her home.
Yeah.
You know, she was very dismissive, but she was very direct, dismissive, and antagonistic towards Dr. S when they came to find out what was going on with MG.
Yeah.
And then she referenced the deal that they made. Remember, they made the deal. Oh,
yes.
Go ahead, the chat.
Oh, sorry, I want to jump into the chat. So Nas from the chat, hey Nas, she stated that this episode confirmed it since Clark called Veronica Mrs. G.
Exactly. So there's, I mean, we thought maybe she was a vampire, which could she be?
She knows.
I'm still unsure exactly what she is, but she's very involved in this, somehow likely supernatural. Then, what do we got next? Anything?
Yeah, Ivan points out that the Phoenix have unlimited lives.
Okay, so they're not a cat. Yeah. Just waiting for the cat to come, you know. Just nine lives. But this Nia girl is turning people to stone left and right. Yes. She turns MG's mom to stone, Alaric to stone, tries to turn MG to stone, and I was surprised she didn't realize he was a vampire.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how she would have realized his powers, because they never spoke of powers. Remember, he just noticed her in the beginning. Mm-hmm. He thought she was attractive. And then the thing that alerted me was how quickly she became his friend, and then how interested she was in meeting his friends when they went into the I think they were in the dining hall or the mm-hmm. living room.
That's true.
And when she said, well, you haven't introduced me to anyone. I was like, well, why is she so interested? Like, you're supposed to be getting to know MG now. He'll introduce you when you're ready. So that's when I began to question her motives even more.
Yeah, and I mean, MG could catch a break. It'd be nice to think that.
He needs a break.
But he didn't get it. And she tries to turn MG into stone. It doesn't work. And she has her little Medusa snakes coming out to get him. But it didn't work, which we're going to get into in a little bit. Next, I want to talk about Lizzie and Hope. So Lizzie's grooming Hope. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why Lizzie wouldn't want... It's like, if I can't be Miss Mystic Falls, why wouldn't it be my sister?
Hello. But
Alexis.
I really don't understand that whole idea or concept. If, like, she decided to drop out of the pageant, so why not have your sister wear the dress, for one, your mom's dress, and then why not have your push for your sister to win? I didn't really understand that whole Hope winning and Josie, like, basically taking the fall so Hope can win. I didn't really understand that dynamic. I didn't agree with it, but I don't understand what her thought process was when it came to that.
I'm trying to think. When I think back to what happened, thinking back to Lizzie, Lizzie always puts Josie last. And I don't think it's Lizzie's fault all the time. I think that Josie needs to be held accountable for that. Josie does not speak up enough. Mm-hmm. So Lizzie just, rightfully so, assumes that Josie is always going to be okay with her plans.
Yeah.
And then Josie alluded to it when she was talking to Penelope. She stated how Lizzie wants me to do these things and I'm willing to do them because it'll make her happy. It'll make Hope the winner. And it's like she doesn't even consider letting Lizzie know how she feels. So for me, I feel like she has some onus in this.
Well, we know per what Lizzie said about her having all of like the binders and things.
Right.
Miss Mystic Falls, she's done the math. Mm-hmm. So I guess the reason why she picked Hope was because, you know, strategically, statistically, whatever crazy crap she's doing in those little binders, Hope is the better winner. She's the more likely winner.
Okay.
Lizzie is not. And that's why she wanted Hope to use the grief card. However, you know, both Lizzie and Josie, they didn't really know their real mom. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they have their own sob story.
Yeah, they do.
But I did like this storyline because it brought Lizzie and Hope really close together to show their commonalities. Did you guys ever kind of feel that they were more similar than we or they thought?
No. I never felt that way because Lizzie's selfishness cascades over everybody's personalities. And so Hope to me is not selfish. Hope is more... She's that person where she doesn't realize that what she's doing may be harming others within the first sight, but it's actually helping others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at it from the back end.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to jump into the chat really quick before I answer the question.
Go ahead.
Nicholas Kelly said, Lizzie is basically Caroline from season one, and Josie in this circumstance is Bonnie, the one that's always overlooked and made into the sacrificial lamb for everyone else.
Yes.
I like that, Annalise.
Nicholas.
Oh,
God, we've been together for so long, Nicholas.
I mean, I think it was a shock to me to see that Lizzie and Hope do have something in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But honestly, I know Lizzie is like kind of selfish and like her outer surface is kind of sometimes not likable. But I feel like deep down inside, like her inner, I can see her and Hope kind of, I guess, you know, some way, gelling
or being similar?
Yeah, well, being similar in a sense. Yeah, okay. I just feel like Lizzie just puts on more of a hard surface, in my opinion. So it wasn't a shock to me that they kind of, you know, came together in this relationship. I mean, in this episode, and their relationship has evolved. I could see it, but I mean, sometimes it's hard to see because of her outer surface.
Yeah, there's definitely things that they have in common and they don't have in common. Yeah. I don't think Hope is selfish. I do think Lizzie is selfish. Mm-hmm. However, you know, and I even definitely connected this. Sometimes, you know, you can build so much anger or sadness inside of you that you just want to go out and be able to scream and get it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, like, I've even said, you know, God, I'm just so angry. Like, I don't even know where to put it. And I just thought the writing there was really good because it related to me and I'm sure related to so many other people. Mm-hmm. Additionally, though, I think the reason they really wanted to connect these two girls is because sometimes the people you don't get along with are the people you're most similar to.
Yeah.
And then someone will be like, I don't understand why you two don't get along because you really remind me of each other. And then you go, oh, God, no.
That's true. But your personalities clash. When I was younger, I was like that with my dad. Mm-hmm. We're both these, you know, we're both type B, but we're both alpha males. And my opinion matters. His opinion matters. But as I got older, I learned that his opinion in certain situations meant more than mine because of his life experience.
Yeah.
And so even though we were just the same, my mom would come in and say, you know, you and your dad are just alike. Mm-hmm. But it helped us grow. And so I feel like in the situation with Lizzie and Hope, I think they do have more similarities, but I don't think they're related to each other, like where it makes them clash.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hope is always helping and Lizzie's always taking.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But sure. I think Hope can make Lizzie better. By exposing her to herself, by saying, hey, maybe you should consider these things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Hope has that type of energy. And Ivan did point out what a shock it was. And Jana Wright pointed out that they have supernatural schools in other places. I wanted to point that out, too.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, that's really dope.
All over the world. And then it just makes me think statistically, in this universe, what population of the world is supernatural? I mean, probably 1% or something.
But it's there.
But that's still a lot of people.
I mean, I think Usain Bolt is supernatural.
You think Usain what?
Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Yes. Because he's something to behold.
Well, this definitely gave us an interesting dynamic between the two. But then we see Hope and Landon have this big epic fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really struggling with Landon right now. Struggling with liking his character.
Okay, why is that?
Oh. Okay, good.
Yeah, because I have something too, but I want to see what you say first.
It's just that he now thinks he belongs, which cool. Okay. He's supernatural, but he doesn't understand how much more a lot of these people have been through supernaturally. I mean, yes, he has been through foster homes and all of this stuff, but there's a reason why a lot of these things have happened. And it is upsetting for him to find out that Hope kept this whole thing from him. But having the conversation with her as he's about to walk her down to be Miss Mystic Falls is completely inappropriate, and Roman swooped in.
Yes.
And he should know Hope well enough to know she did it for a reason to not hurt him.
Right. Okay. My issue with Landon is that he is too wimpy. I'm just going to say it that way. I'm taking sensitive out.
Yep.
I'm just getting right down to business. I think Landon is too wimpy. Every time there's a disagreement, he walks off. So there's no reconciliation period. He always has to come back and apologize. My mom would say, if you don't mess up, you don't have to apologize for it later. And he just constantly apologizes. He's in a new relationship with a young girl who he really likes, but it's almost as if he doesn't want to listen to any reasons she has for the things that she's done. And so I'm struggling with trying to like Landon now. I do feel like you think I do feel the way you do about how he feels like he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that he's too human at times. Like he doesn't even consider the fact, as you stated, that these supernaturals have gone through so many things. Let me put myself in their shoes. So Landon, I'm at odds with him right now. And then and I'm gonna tell you something, I'm not down with a dude walking off from his girl.
Yeah.
Like, bruh. And then you're gonna get mad when Roman comes up, but you gave him the window when you walked out.
Yep, he's there. I'm he's not 90. Down for that. Roman is like 90 something. He knows what's up. He's waiting on the wings. He's been through this.
I just think Landon, I can't understand why he's upset that Hope didn't tell him, but I have to agree with you. He has to know that it's for, she didn't just tell him because she didn't want to tell him. She has a valid reason. So, yeah, and he's a little, I don't know. I'm still all about Raphael with Hope. I want that to happen.
We didn't see Raphael.
I know. But that I'm sorry, Landon. I'm hoping for them to come together. I'm not really a fan.
Yeah, hoping.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let me say something real quick. Ivan, can you please repost your question about Landon in the Phoenix? Because I missed it. I want to see what you say there, please, sir.
Yes, there's a lot of questions, and, you know, we've gotten some answers about what a Phoenix is, but I'm still a bit vague. I will say that. Okay, so let's see. Hope. Dance as Hope is dancing with Roman. I am glad Roman is back right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are sexier than you were at the beginning of this. I'm okay with the hair. I'm liking it, in fact. And, you know, I always kind of forget that Hope doesn't have all of her powers. Like, she isn't really a vampire right now. So she can't hear. You know, she has all of these things going on. She's technically a tribrid, but those powers haven't exactly been ignited yet. So she asks Roman what Lizzie and Josie are fighting about, and I love this scene.
I know.
Oh, I was sad. I was, you know, because Hope is wearing Caroline's old dress, and I knew it looked familiar. And then I remembered, yes, Klaus gave it to her, and it was kind of like a weird gift. I think Klaus had just done something horrific to Caroline, like killed somebody she loved or something like
Typical
that.
Klaus.
But, you know, then he just comes back. He's like, oh, sorry, love.
Excuse me for a second, Sam. Yes. I want to ask this. So Ivan reposted the question. He asked Josh, now that we know Landon is a Phoenix, do you think he's already died once on the bus with the dragon?
Once on the bus with the dragon. When? What dragon?
The dragon in the beginning. The girl who was in the woods. Remember, he stole the knife.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't. I think that. Okay. I think that the first time. I mean, actually. Oh, you know what? Possibly.
Okay.
And he just doesn't remember. He doesn't, because he woke up and he had to be told.
Exactly.
So you're right. You know, okay. Ivan. Ivan might be right.
Okay.
Ivan. Okay, I just see Ivan. Sam, Klaus had Tyler bite Caroline, then gave her the dress. Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did some
typical Klaus.
Messed up crap.
Yep. Typical Klaus.
But one of the things, though, I just wish at all the audience that hasn't watched the old shows to experience is that, you know, these kids, if the show lasts as long as the other two did.
It will.
And I think it will, too.
Yeah, Legacies is dope. Yeah.
These kids are all going to be with each other, you know, be like, oh, remember season one when they were in love?
Yep.
Like, could you imagine they'd be together now?
It's like college.
Exactly. The college for the supernatural, high school for the supernatural. What's college? I mean, I think we talked about that. I was like, what are they going to do for college?
Yeah, you know.
So after, you know, this dance, Josie again, or not Josie, Lizzie and Hope really bond. She's able to actually cry, and they make a pact to make, you know,
reconcile with each other's peoples.
Exactly. Yeah. Which gets us into Josie and Penelope.
Oh, that was such a good scene.
Do you think that's too much of a burden on Lizzie for Hope to try and get Landon and her to reconcile? Do you think Lizzie is selfless enough to be able to put herself in a position like that?
Yeah.
I think Lizzie's the kind of person, if she agrees to do something, she's a woman of her word.
She is. Yeah, I will say that. She has integrity.
And I don't even know if it's integrity. It's like, I said I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to call myself a liar just because I don't like that about people. And the thing is, she does have integrity, but it's not. It's kind of for selfish reasons.
It is, but it's. I mean, it still leads her. It's the foundation for who she is. So
I completely agree. And, you know, again, Caroline, season one of The Vampire Diaries, like, she just wasn't great. And you learn to love her, and she evolves so much into this beautiful woman, beautiful vampire. And I think that definitely Lizzie will follow in her footsteps. But Josie and Penelope, so this has been something that's been teased, and because they haven't given us a lot of Penelope.
No.
And they villainize her, kind of. We don't necessarily understand why. I have a feeling some of it just must be on the cutting floor. Like, they had to have cut some of those scenes because there was so much history that everyone kind of always talked about. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever feel that? Like, where is she? What are they talking about?
You mean with Penelope?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Alexis.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like she popped throughout the season so far. She pops in, pops out, pops in, pops out. And I mean, I have to agree with you. Maybe some of the scenes got cut. I would have loved to see more of her because I have to, in this episode, I have grown to like Penelope, and I'm sad she's actually leaving. Like, I mean, I hope she comes back in some more episodes. She has I think she was just kind of not understood in the other episodes. But in this episode, we saw a little bit more of her, I guess, soft side and why she does what she does when it comes to Josie. So, you know, I hope we see more of her. But, I mean, she popped in, popped out. And then it was kind of like we didn't really like. It was like she was shown to be like the bad guy in a sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is she the bad guy? I mean, no. I'm still...
She was wrong for, someone mentioned it in the chat earlier, eavesdropping, I guess, or...
Well, that's pretty bad. She gives everyone a gift.
And then it's to, like, know what they're writing in their journals. Yes. Yeah.
That is deceitful.
That is, but still, like, at the end, the last scene, I mean, I agreed with her.
See,
and,
you know, tears don't move me. You know, you can cry and, oh, you don't understand it. Bump all that. If you want to let someone, if I love you... And I know that someone is out to hurt you, or I know that there's something afoot that's going to cause you to err, then I'm going to tell you. I may not tell you directly, but I'm not going to wait until I'm leaving and go through this whole episode of you'll understand it one day. Like, I'm not down with that.
But she has been trying to get Josie to be her own person throughout the season, and Josie is not doing it. So I mean, I agree with her. You know, I'm trying to get you to be your own person, and, you know, you still want to basically put your sister first before yourself. You're putting someone else before yourself. So. Right,
but she wasn't giving, to me, Penelope was not giving Josie enough information for her to go out on a limb and do the antithesis of what she's always been doing.
She wrote her a letter.
She did.
She wrote her a letter, but the letter came at a point where they had already broken up, and Josie made it clear that she did not want to have any more contact with Penelope. So then why not just pull her to the side and say, hey, Josie, you need to read the letter because blah, blah, blah.
But she can't. I don't think it would. It's in. I mean, I get at the end why she gave her the journal with the logs. But I don't think it. I wouldn't have respected Penelope for just going to tell Josie and saying, this is why you have to do this because of the Gemini curse.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have to tell her why. But she can allude to it. She doesn't have to be, you know, silent about it. Because it's a tumultuous conversation between the two of them when Penelope knows what she's talking about and Josie doesn't. Mm-hmm. Notice how defensive Josie gets. Every time Penelope brings up something with Lizzie, Josie gets defensive. And she's very protective over Lizzie.
Yeah, I mean, they're twins.
Yeah, so I feel like Penelope could have done a better job of explaining to Josie what her motives were. Because for me, I understand what they may be at this point. And, you know, you'll understand what I did when you read this and you'll understand these things. But the other part is, if I truly love you and I see that you're about to walk in front of a Mack truck, I'm not going to write a letter to you and say, you should read this letter.
Yeah, I do agree. I think that Penelope probably knows even more than she's letting on in a deeper way, just aside from the journals, too. And the Gemini coven and the merging, like, that is something that was a big part of the Vampire Diaries towards the end. It's really awful and upsetting. And I brought it up at some point this season, and someone told me, no, they did some spell. That's not a thing with them anymore. And I was like, yeah, right. Like, that's an amazing, beautiful storyline. Twins have to kill each other. Only one can survive. And we got one of the best villains ever, I think, on the CW, which was Kai Parker. I believe his last name was Parker, but Kai was evil and crazy, and, like, we saw him in hell. He's their uncle, and I don't know, the actor, I think, he's on Supergirl now, and he has, like, a lot of other stuff to do, but I'm kind of hoping that he could come back. We just need some old cast members, I truly want.
Well, Erica and Ray Lynn point out something. Erica says, I almost feel like Penelope felt it wasn't her place to tell Josie about the merge.
I agree.
And then Ray Lynn says, Penelope was just letting Josie know, but it was up to Josie to decide what she wanted to do. Okay, those are valid points, Erica and Ray Lynn. I agree, those are valid points. She may not have told her, but I still feel like Penelope could have done more than be so secretive.
Yeah, and I think she will be back. They had a very sad goodbye.
She's not going anywhere.
She's not, you know, Belgium. whatever. Yeah. She could just do some magic to
and come right on back.
Yeah.
And you don't think she put something in that log? I think there's something else in that log.
Someone in the comments, I lost the comment, but someone mentioned is journaling a requirement at the school? Because why does everyone journal? Oh, yeah. V being 55 said, is journaling a requirement at the Salvatore School?
Which is a good
question because
it's therapy.
Yeah, everyone was journaling and she gave everyone a pen, so she knew everyone's secrets. So is that a part of something they have to do at the school?
Yeah.
That's a good, you know.
No more journaling, guys.
Yeah, just no more.
No more. You know, maybe go see Emma or something. Okay, so next I want to talk about MG and Nia. They finally have their blows and...
Get it.
Well, I mean, we don't think she's totally evil. She's clearly been put in a situation where she feels as though she has no choice.
She's been manipulated.
Yeah. And, you know, her memory would be wiped. All these terrible things would happen to her. And then this is when she finds Landon, and she's about to say that's who she's been after this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And MG comes to the rescue, and I am just, this pissed me off even more with Landon. Oh my God, you jerk. Do you not think MG feels bad enough, and now you're even? He egged you on. I would have ripped your neck off too. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Well, what do you guys think? Did this bother you as much as we're even now, that line?
No, I thought it was appropriate because you can't, because what he's saying is you can't just negate the fact that you killed me. Like, even though I'm a phoenix, like, okay, we can be even, but there's no way you're going to negate the fact that you killed me. Like, it's not going to happen, Brett.
Kind of asked for it, but okay. What do you think, Alexis?
I'm going to have to agree with you. What you said.
Yeah. Like, you're not just finna run me over and be like, hey bro, we good.
I'm just saying, Landon literally took him back to his worst pain, his worst memories, was just like, do it, come on, because I had a terrible childhood, I'm going to put you through hell. And he did, and it ended up going terribly. I'm not saying you should have killed him, of course, but to have a boy, you know, between the regular hormones, vampire hormones, I mean... I think Landon asked to be killed, and he should kind of be apologizing for putting him in that position in the first place.
I mean, I'm not... Go ahead, Alexis.
I think he owes MJ an apology because he kind of... Like you said, I didn't agree he had to die, but he kind of pushed MG to that point. Mm-hmm. So I believe he owes MG an apology. I mean, he might not get it, but...
Yeah. But I thought he apologized to MG already. Like last week because he resurfaced.
I'm like, I don't think he did.
No, that's right. You're right. He resurfaced, and then he's like, "What's going on?"
Okay. I feel like we have like split. I think it's very polarizing. You know, MG killed Landon. Landon deserved it. Maybe it's like 40% Landon deserved it, but you know, I'm always the underdog vote. So let us know what you guys think. I'm glad he's alive, though, mostly because I feel like MG would feel so much guilt. That's the only reason.
I know.
I truly am happy that he is still alive is because I felt so bad for MG.
Yeah, he is. He's very hard on himself.
And he's been the nicest character. Like
he's such like a little sweetheart, I don't know.
Oh, aren't you sweet, Alexis?
He's so like,
oh.
I just feel for him, you know? I feel like he's trying to find his way, you know?
So, MG questions Nia, mm-hmm. and she says that her and her family were off the grid, and then one day the men from the Triad Industries showed up and said they would kill her and erase her memories if she didn't do what they said. Said that his mom deserved to be put to stone, you know? Well, agreed. And the thing is though, I'm curious if she knew who his mother truly was or if she just put her to stone because she was being a biatch.
I don't think she knew because she said she did it because of the way she was treated.
Spoke to him.
Yeah, so I don't think she has any idea who who Mrs. G is. I don't think she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I loved what MG said to her. He still has a crush on her and feels bad for her. And he says, it doesn't really matter what you do in this school. Matters how you make up for it. You know, you can kill your friend.
So is Nia going to stay at the school?
I think so.
Okay, we'll
see. I hope so. I'm totally down with it.
I have my little girlfriend.
You know, there's a lot of hating on MG in the chat.
I know a lot of people they're not really on his side.
Chat, let me ask you all this. Chat. It's about 6 or 7 of y'all hating on MG. Do y'all think that MG was justified for what he did with Landon, or do you think Landon was justified for his response to MG?
I don't think MG was justified, and no one's justified to murder anybody. However, when you push someone hard enough, and it was selfish of Landon, and the thing is, Landon's never going to have to own up to those responsibilities of what he did there because he got murdered.
Yeah.
So what would have been the proper recompense for Landon after he did all those things to MG? You know, it's almost like my homie and I have a saying, the way I respond to what you do to me is up to how it makes me feel. It's not up to what you did.
Well, you know, you're not a vampire either, so.
Well, no, but I mean, just bring it on a day-to-day basis. Let's say I step on your toe, or you step on my toe, and I decide to shove you down a flight of stairs. Some people may say, that's excessive. But you don't know how you stepping on my toe made me feel.
I guess, but I think it's a little bit, it's like, what if I took you to your deepest, darkest insecurity?
Not saying I would push a woman, everybody. Just example here.
It would be Landon. I mean, sorry for the Landon hate, but no, it's like I took your deepest, darkest hurt, insecurity,
okay,
and I'm like, come on, let's revisit that, because I had something like that happen to me, and it didn't turn out well, so I want to relive through you and make you go through all this pain and rejection that could really set you off.
Yeah, so my thing is, what is the appropriate response when you dig into my deepest anger, my deepest pain?
I shouldn't have done in the first place.
So then people say that MG overreacted in a nutshell. So my question is, what is the appropriate response to punish you for what you did to me?
Telling you off.
That's it. Don't just kill me.
I'm just looking at, like, telling that person off. Or, I mean, not just killing them, but
I'm, like, so defending this fictional character, but I just would like to remind everyone that MG was important for a very crucial plot device in this show, yes, which is knowing what Landon is. So it had to happen.
Yeah.
Definitely, it had to happen. I'm sorry it did. Not sorry. He's okay. No. He's there. He's a phoenix.
And a black. You can't just kill people.
I agree.
They kill people all the time. I mean, they really do. We kind of forget about that. But, okay, so Landon confronts Alaric about knowing the Hope thing. Alaric says he will, take the blame, give her a break. And then Veronica comes along. Tasers kidnapped Landon. Mm-hmm. We don't know what she wants with him, what they want with him. It's this whole bigger conspiracy that is tied into other stuff that we know. So much for the next two episodes, and I just really wish that it's been like this the whole time. I don't need Monster of the Week. I really like this stuff.
Yeah, they're really growing on us with these stories. Ivan points out, Josh, do you think if Hope was a vampire right now, after seeing Landon dead, would she have turned off her humanity?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. And that would have been interesting.
That would have been very interesting.
And I'm sure we will probably get that at some point in the future. That wraps it up with what happened for tonight's episode. But we have some more stuff for you guys. Of course, we have our special segment, Fiercest Moment of the Week. Who would like to start us off? Alexis?
Go ahead, Alexis.
I'm going to go... Oh, man. I had it in my mind. Oh, I'm going to go with Lizzie this week, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I am. And it has nothing to do with her, in Josie's situation. I just love how the scene where Hope was, I guess, starting to have one of her moments. And, like, I love the fact that Lizzie, like, swarmed in, hugged her, and, like, just saved the day. So I'm here for that, Lizzie. I want to see more of that, Lizzie. So that was a fierce moment for me.
Alexis. You heard me thinking that, didn't you? Yes, you did.
I was just like, yes, Lizzie. I love how she just like automatically caught it and just ran up and hugged her. Like, I just thought that was so cool. And that's the Lizzie, more of the Lizzie I want to see. But, maybe it will evolve into that. But that's what I went for this week.
All right.
Yes, that was my fiercest moment. Like, Lizzie, that was an introduction into Lizzie being selfless. She ran right over, grabbed Hope, took her out deep in the woods, said, scream. And now I feel better. I have to say, even though fierce means, bad, evil, I have to say that was the fiercest moment for me, though. I feel like Lizzie just really stepped outside of what she's used to. You know, even though it was for selfish reasons, she still stepped outside of what she's used to.
Fierce does not mean to be bad either. I mean, Beyonce, hello.
I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm talking about the dictionary definition of fierce is like to
scary.
Be. Yeah, like scary, violent, yeah. things like that. But I mean, in our world, fierce means to be like, you know, bad and, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Okay, so for me, mine was basically Penelope throughout almost the entire episode, especially really? When she's walking Josie down the stairs and she's like, don't fall. She's like, I'm going to fall now. And she's, don't do it.
She just bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yep. And well, and the first time, too, she caught her when they were rehearsing. But this whole time of her kind of trying to protect her and help her, and also the huge bomb she dropped of essentially the magical transcripts of everybody's thoughts in the entire school, including Alaric's, the headmaster. Whoa, that was fierce. Crazy, go crazy, girl. Fierce. Next, we have some news and gossip for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So for tonight's news and gossip, we have a photo of Hope in the dress that she wore that her father Klaus gave to Caroline in the Vampire Diaries. And then on the right, we have a picture of Caroline wearing the dress. So it's kind of cool to see the comparison of the two next to each other. No.
I wonder if it's the same dress.
It kind of
looks different.
It looks different, like in the, I guess, this part.
The bodice.
It, like, looks a little, it's darker. More cupped on Caroline's. But, you know, I thought that was pretty cool to see, like, the comparison of them next to each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very, very special moment.
Yes.
this week, I also was able to interview Alex Payton Smith, who plays Raphael for Meow.com. And it's a really fun interview. I will tweet out the link. But he talked about the steamy scene he had with Hope a couple episodes, their fight scene. And love triangles. He said that, you know, he's not exactly sure where the show is going to go.
Of course not.
However, there definitely is some chemistry to be had between them. And who knows if it's going to follow in the Vampire Diaries footsteps of the epic love triangle storyline.
I mean, y'all said y'all wanted Hope to dip in that chocolate. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I want her to. I'm rooting for her and Ralph. So, you know, I don't want the triangle, but I'm here for it if it happens.
So then who's too. Landon going to end up with?
No, I don't know.
Don't care.
I know.
That is terrible.
Don't care.
Yeah, sorry. You know, I'm not really sure. Gotta still win me over,
Landon. I think Landon may end up with Lizzie. As maybe ironic as that may seem.
Well, if this goes on for like 5 seasons, they're all going to be together.
Yeah, so.
Well, let's get into some quick predictions for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. I'll start it off.
All right.
Hit it.
So, next week, I am predicting and hoping to, I guess, more so I want to learn more about MG's mom. Like, I want to know more about her, and I also want to know why is it so vital for them to get Landon? Like, what is it? Like, what is it about him that the shady Agent Clark wants? Like, I want them to reveal more to us about that. So that's what I'm really hoping for, because MG's mom, like, I was not expecting her to be a part of the triad, but I told y'all, she was not just a normal human being. I knew she wasn't, but... So, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I think we're going to find out more about Landon's history, like you say, Shady Agent Clark. I think we're going to find out. I know we're searching for Landon's history, but I think we're going to find out who Agent Clark is to Landon. Mm-hmm. You know, this new monster of the week is coming back next week, seems like. So I feel like something is going to happen that's going to expose us to why Agent Clark is so enthralled with Landon.
Yes, agreed. So... I want to apologize to all of you guys for my Landon hate, but I'm actually not very sorry. So I'm sorry that you guys are upset about it. I really think he'll grow on me. You know, I like him a little bit. But I feel as though what's going to happen is that there's so many more secrets that are going to be revealed in these last two episodes. They're just going to stack it up. I'm hoping that we see some alumni. I think Jeremy Gilbert could be back.
Oh, yes.
You know, because he kind of has a little bit of, I think, a connection to possibly the triad. And a couple people in the chat, so Mary Kata said, Hope is the third key to Malivore, and that's why Hope's connection with Landon is so strong. Then someone else said Landon is the last key. Something to do with these keys. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. We love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow us. Where can we find you guys on social media?
Joshua Wright. You can find me all things social media at Cleverly Clad.
And I'm Alexis Mozell, and you can find me on all social media at Madam_Mozell.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. We're going to have a really exciting couple after shows for you in the next 2 weeks, so yes. Stay tuned. We'll see you then.
All right. Bye. Holla.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.